You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and I hope you're doing very well. I am doing better and better all the time. So let's see. Before I get into kind of the meat of this particular episode, I just want to say that you absolutely need to read the two consecutive posts that I put on the website yesterday. They are critical reading. Critical. They involve an office faggot named Trey and the alpha that took over Trey. First, from the business side of things in the company, and then physically and mentally and emotionally, as he has claimed Trey as his faggot. It's an astonishing story. It's one of those stories that we all think about, you know. We all have jobs, and we go to our jobs, and we see alphas at our job. And we think, wouldn't it be great if I could serve that alpha? Or maybe you're an alpha and you're thinking there's an office faggot, and you're like, you know, that'd be nice to take that faggot. But a lot of times politics and office politics and PC culture gets in the way and stops that from happening. But in the case of Master James and Trey, it happened. And it's solely due to the overwhelming power of Master James, who, I mean, I posted much of the correspondence between myself and him when I interviewed him yesterday. I was vibrating from his words. It's very clear that he is an incredible, just mind-blowing, one-of-a-kind apex alpha who's just now discovering his power, true power with faggots. He's totally straight. He had never done anything with a faggot or another man his whole life. And he just instantly claimed Trey as his faggot, and he understands it so instinctively that I just don't even know if there can be any doubt anymore that this stuff is just born into us. You know, he understands just on an animal kind of level what a faggot's brain is thinking and what it needs in order to submit to him, if that makes sense. So it just comes naturally to him. It's like he's been owning faggots his entire adult life. He understands it that well. And it's just fascinating to me. Like, the conversation I had with Master James was just one of those moments. I get it every once in a while when I'm working on the site or I'm talking to people. I stumble across something so extraordinary that I just kind of stopped in my tracks. Master Nick was like that, for instance. Master James is really, really just one of a kind. And I kneel before him. I don't know what else to say, like, emotionally. I guess as just a tiny little update, I did talk to Master James a little bit today, and the 3D printed chastity cage is supposed, I think it was delivered today, and tonight Master James is going to cage his very first faggot. So Master James has promised me a picture once it's accomplished. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope he comes through on that. But a 3D printed cage, I mean, I've never even imagined that. I don't know. I'm curious to see what it looks like, you know. But anyway, please read those articles. They are going to really just knock you for a loop, okay? All right, with that out of the way, as many of you know, we set up a Discord server. Discord is a series of, you know, computer locations that you can set up a server on these each location and create kind of a community chat room / file sharing server. And it's private and you need an invitation to get in, which, you know, the invitation for all of you is on the sticky post at the top of the website. That was last week, and it grew very quickly. I mean, honestly, we were adding people constantly, day and night, you know. So we have several hundred people on it now. And I do encourage you to get on there, because this is a place where you can freely, you know, communicate with other people. On the server, when you join the server, you would give a profile information, you know, about yourself, and you'd choose a role, either alpha or switch or faggot. So that way we can kind of keep it organized, and you know, it allows you to embrace your own identity there. So anyway, so it's been growing quickly, okay? There's been some unrest, and this is kind of what I want to talk about. A couple of days ago, I posted an answer to a question from a 16-year-old about, a faggot, and I advised a 16-year-old, and there was a big to-do about it on Discord. This happened at 5 a.m. I didn't wake up. It was my day off, and I slept until about 9-something, okay? So I was asleep during all this disturbance on the Discord server. A small pack of alphas on the server, we're all up in arms. Their feathers were ruffled over this shocking violation of something. I don't know. But so they banded together, and they had a letter of, you know, discontent that they were going to publish on Discord and make their demands heard. And if it wasn't settled by me, if I didn't solve this by getting rid of it off this Discord server, that they would be leaving en masse, okay? And they were going to teach me a lesson, right? Well, I mean, I got on there and I was like, what in the world is this? And, you know, I answered, you know, the few people that were really coming after me about it. You know, and I basically said, there's nothing illegal about answering a question that a legal child, a 16-year-old, okay, asks me, you know. I'm not grooming that child. I'm not doing anything with that child. I'm not putting that child in danger. I'm just advising them. I'm giving them true answers, you know, good advice. They were, you know, because it was the kid at 16, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, there's this magic line at 18 and we cannot cross that magic line. And anything under 18 is like a non-human. They don't exist. You know, we have to pretend like they don't exist. You have to understand that line is kind of an arbitrary line, okay? The 18-year-old are, I mean, because some states are 15 years old. Some states are 17 years old. So it's arbitrary. There's no set rule on it, first of all. But then that line exists so that men in particular or adults don't have sex with kids. It doesn't mean that we should be pretending that the kids don't exist. Those are two entirely different things. Anyway, so these alphas left the Discord server over this horrifying event, you know. They're, oh, we must have our own place now, and we must fly away, you know, from this horrible little faggot that is breaking the law and breaking the Discord laws or whatever. Now, subsequently, I deleted the post right after I discovered they flipped out about it. I deleted it off the Discord server. I don't care if it's advertised on Discord. I don't need Discord to broadcast my messages. I've got other avenues for that, okay? So, like a giant website, okay? I don't need Discord to do that. So I just deleted it. I don't care. But they flew away. So I got to thinking about how ridiculous that is. I got to tell you, the more I get to know a lot of these so-called alphas online, the more they seem like faggots than alphas. In fact, the faggots on Discord and the faggots that I know are tougher, stronger, and act with more maturity than these alphas who are playing games and also think that every little thing is some attack on righteousness that they must defend. They act like babies, and they're embarrassing. And that's all I can say. Like I was kind of like just mystified by their behavior, honestly. And I really honestly, right now especially, I just don't have any interest in fighting about anything. I don't care. Trump is out of office. Biden's in there doing stuff that's positive. Everything is fine, you know. I don't need this kind of ridiculous, self-important blathering, you know. This kerfluffle, okay? I don't need it. It's just idiotic that these alphas are just, I'm not even going to call them alphas. These men, I guess, they don't even really act like men in these instances. They, honestly, if you read the discussion on the Discord server, they sound like a bunch of flustery sewing circle women, you know, just, oh my gosh, can you believe what he did? Oh my gosh, you know. It was truly just an embarrassment. And I'm frankly glad that all those alphas are no longer on the Discord server, because they were just running around pushing people around and trying to bolster their own egos, you know. They want to put on showy airs of alphahood instead of just being alpha, you know. And notice I didn't name any names, but there's a couple that I would love to name just to really out about my feelings for them. One in particular is absolutely a follower, not a leader. This one particular so-called alpha followed another alpha off whenever that alpha had a problem with me a year or two ago. It's just childish nonsense. It is not, it's not worthy of alphahood. That's all I have to say. Honestly, I think that in that situation that happened on the Discord server, I came off more alpha than these so-called alphas who were wringing hands and poo-pooing me and you know, shaking their finger disapprovingly at me. I don't recognize that as alpha, and I just think it's sad, pathetic, and I don't know. I would love to actually hear from some of the faggots on the Discord server. I haven't really talked about it publicly on the Discord server, so I'm going to use my podcast. But I did hear from some alphas that stayed on the server that they thought that the way that those alphas acted was way out of bounds and just ridiculous. And I 100% agree with them. We're going to have our own party somewhere else, and you're not invited. I mean, who gives a fuck? Grow up, you know. Anyway, I hope that they can maybe meditate more on how to be an adult male or an adult alpha male and what it means to be an alpha, you know, because that embarrassing episode was not alpha and is not respectable. And I just want to kind of add this little cherry on top of this bitch sundae that I'm producing for you tonight. Kids are going to come onto my website, okay? They always came on my Tumblr site when I was on Tumblr. It's always been a thing. I attempt to answer questions that the kids have. I have featured stories from time to time that had underage actors, people in them, usually told in retrospect, right, from older players in the scene. Not always. The main thing I want to get at is kids are going to come to talk to me or interact with the site because that's what kids do. They're curious about sex and sexuality and the feelings that they have, and they go hunting on the internet for answers. And when they find somebody that's willing to help them understand things, they want to ask questions, you know, in a controlled environment where they feel safe. A lot of these alphas that are, you know, had their panties twisted over this situation, they are all too old. Most of them are too old to understand what it is to be a kid in today's world with the internet always around, okay? And information is at your fingertips at all times. And they want that access, and they get that access. The influences are there regardless. It just depends on whether they find a good shepherd or a bad shepherd on the internet. Okay. Now, I don't think that anybody that knows me at all or knows me from the things that I write and the things that I do in relation to this website would think of me as a bad shepherd. I don't always do the right thing. I don't make the best decisions. But I'm not a bad shepherd, and I'm not trying to hurt kids. I'm trying to help kids if I can help them. So this idea, I guess, that there's this invisible, made-up, imaginary line of 18 years old that, once they cross over that line, then they're, we can acknowledge them. That's just, I think that's just idiotic. You know, they're just younger than 18. Somebody's imaginary line of 18. They're just young people who are curious and want to know what they're, because they're going to experiment with it regardless, right? They're going to go and seek this information. If this is something that they're interested in, they are going to pursue it and they're going to want to learn, you know. Where do they go? You know, who are they going to run into? Do you trust a kid, let's say a 16, 17-year-old kid who's curious about that maybe being a faggot? Do you want them to talk to me, or do you want them to talk to Fagmaster? Okay, or somebody on Twitter or Snapchat or something? You know, I have everything above board. I put everything out there. Everything is 100% me. I'm not trying to do anything other than help these kids, and they recognize that, and that's why they come and talk to me about this stuff, okay? I'm not going to turn them away anymore because of some so-called alphas bleeding pussy, you know, says that it's wrong. It's not wrong to help kids who need help, all right? When I was on Tumblr, I had a strict policy against answering any kids because Tumblr was going to cancel me, right? They eventually did that anyway. Now I'm on my own platform. I can do with it what I want. I'm not doing anything illegal. So all of these alphas that complained and cried and, you know, and sought therapy over the situation or need to seek therapy over the situation, they can all fuck themselves. Go fuck yourself. I don't care. All right? I'm just a student of hierarchy, a voice in the wilderness trying to help people find their way. That's all I want to be. That's all I'm trying to be. And if you are offended by that or, you know, whatever, then just fuck off, you know. But I think that anybody that's pretending to be an alpha and acting like that, you're no alpha. You're pretending to be an alpha. So that's all I have to say about that. Okay. Anyway, well, this ended up being a little bit longer of a tirade than normal. If you're still here listening to this, I thank you for your time and your attention to this critical issue. Again, the Discord server is free to use and free, you know, to explore. Now that I've gotten rid of the crybabies on the server, it should be a much freer place to enjoy yourself. Please, you know, use it wisely, you know. So, anyway, I think that's about all I've got. Once again, with the book, I'm running behind again, so it's got to be done this week, so I'm going to try my best, okay? Let's see, and I think that's going to be it, okay? I'm tired, and I got to go to bed. I hope that you have a good rest of your week. I will have another podcast this week. I skipped my planned episode for this current event. I'll be back on schedule, I think, after that. So, anyway, well, take care of yourself, okay? I love you.